حضرت حکیم الامت مجدد ملت حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ stated once, because he was given the title Mujaddad al-Tasawwuf, the reviver of Tasawwuf, and the research and the announcements and the statements he made with regards to Tasawwuf, the points that he established, the principles, they are very unique and applicable to a salik, to a person, a student, a talib. These are very valuable, precious jewels. So there is a statement, a saying of Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah, for such students like us and those who have the desire for dhikr, for remembering Allah, they will be very beneficial. Now the word I just mentioned, it's not those people who you think, the word I used, the word talib of ilm, the person who seeks knowledge. Yes, so don't join this to those people that we are those people. No. Talib is an Arabic word, Urdu word, which means student, but this has been used incorrectly nowadays. When we use the word talib, oh, those people. No. So people like us who are students of the deen, who are seeking knowledge, this is the word. In that sense I have used the word. Don't use it in the wrong sense. So I'd like to explain, but time is short, that's why I want to tell you this. Our link is not with those people. It hasn't been and nor will it be, inshallah. Those people who do the dhikr of Allah, they prefer peace and mending the relationships and having good akhlaq and inviting people to love. Not those who fight or argue or create disputes. So this is why I've given you the definition of this word. So it's a very beneficial saying of Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah, and those people who want to understand it and do amal on it will be very beneficial. And that statement is that Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah said that a human being should do the dhikr of Allah. Very simple, in such a beautiful way. Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah said that a human being should do the dhikr of Allah, even if he doesn't feel the taste. Aha, very beneficial point here, very precious. If a person starts to do dhikr of Allah, and if he starts to remember Allah, and he's regular, and he starts to attend a majlis, and Allah gives the tawfiq, we don't understand how great a deed this is. How rewards, what rewards Allah Ta'ala set aside, and Allah's great fadl and karam, about which in the hadith it is stated, the biggest ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala gives to that individual, that person who does the dhikr of Allah, this is the greatest ni'mah that person has attained. But because we don't have understanding, we don't have aqal, we don't have understanding, and time doesn't allow us to understand. But the pious elders, our pious predecessors, if we listen to them, pay attention to their words and learn, then we can attain rectification and improvement. So my brothers, it's stated that the human being, what should he do? He should do the dhikr of Allah, even if he doesn't feel enjoyment and taste, and doesn't feel like doing it. Now what happens when a person starts to do the dhikr of Allah and starts to remember Allah? Then he, after a while, goes into reverse. Starts to disappear, he leaves dhikr. He thinks that this is my laziness, or this is me being negligent. But in reality, the point that Hazrat has grabbed hold of is very precious. He was Hakim al-Ummat, he was the doctor, the physician of the Ummah. He said, this is not laziness. When a person becomes lazy or slows down in dhikr, because his intention, niyyah, whilst he's doing dhikr, his intention is, oh, let me do dhikr so I feel enjoyment, so I can ascend the levels. We think dhikr is some special spiritual path of the Sufis, the walis of Allah. The person who starts to do dhikr, he starts to see kashf and visions and karamat and miracles, and he starts to feel lifted and high and on a buzz, and he starts to see dreams of walis of Allah. And that's where you see a person who fails. He says, oh, you know, this sheikh, he hosts dhikr gatherings, and his students start to see dreams, and they see pious predecessors before us, and even today we have people present who have these desires and inclinations, and they'll go with such passion, but there's no thawab, niyyah, they have no intention for reward, or Allah's order is telling us to do dhikr, and they start to do dhikr of Allah because they want to gain supernatural things. Now obviously when we start doing dhikr of Allah, this is not our objective. Is it? So when the student doesn't see things, dreams, miracles, visions, hallucinations, what happens? Then he starts to, you can say, demote dhikr or deprioritize dhikr or not give it importance. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said that the true talib-e haqq, the true student who has the desire for the nearness of Allah, in no way or form will he make his objective taste, enjoyment, achievement in doing dhikr. No, he should rather continue to remember Allah, continue to attend the majalis, continue to attend the gatherings, and he should think that this is Allah's massive karamat on me, massive miracle on me. He's allowed me to do his dhikr and remember him. I'm not trying to attain enjoyment or taste or supernatural feelings. Whether I feel this or not, I should keep dhikr continued. I should keep it continuous and regular. And inshallah, this is a great sheikh in the light of the Quran and the hadith. He's given a guarantee. Hazrat Thanvi on this said, inshallah, if you don't leave dhikr and you are regular and you continue to do it, then it's stated, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's mayyit, special nearness and attention you will attain and earn. Tell me, where is taste, enjoyment, and what a reward Allah has given. Allah is saying that special qurb and nearness, not just qurb, but rather Allah's special nearness you will attain, and the feeling of the closeness to Allah. And this, definitely you will attain this if you are regular and steadfast in doing dhikr of Allah, and if you don't step back. Don't stop doing it. And secondly, Hazrat Thanvi said that your heart will also attain islah and rectification. Great wali of Allah has given the guarantee. This is the objective of our life, that we want Allah's nearness, number one. And if we get Allah's nearness, then we've got everything. We've got kashf and visions and miracles and supernatural feelings. So the real objective of life is to attain Allah's nearness. And that's why we should do dhikr of Allah. We shouldn't leave Allah's dhikr. Allah's put us onto this path. Until death doesn't come, we should continue to remember Allah. That's how regular we should be on this path. And secondly, as a Thanvi Ramdhai said, that Allah's nearness will attain Allah's mayyit. And number two, what are the second great reward, is the islah, the rectification of the heart will take place. Bad things, bad thoughts and passions and desires and bad feelings and bad thoughts, bad inclinations, hundreds or thousands of bad things that can be within us and our minds and hearts that drag us towards Jahannam, the spoiler wa ibadat. And we consider this as nafs and desires, and this is the trick of the life, that we cannot imagine that within us the storm that is brewing that's taken us towards bad. People, they don't understand, but he says, I don't feel at peace, I'm not satisfied, I'm doing the work of the deen, but I don't feel the nearness to Allah, I don't feel satisfaction, I'm afraid, I run left and I run right, I go this way and that way. He thinks, what's the reason for this, that I'm not feeling at peace, I'm not content? The reason for this is that he doesn't do dhikr of Allah regularly. That's why we should never leave Allah's dhikr. The guarantee is given. We will attain Allah's nearness. We'll attain the islah, the rectification of the heart. All of the spiritual defects of the heart will slowly eradicate and eliminate. And you'll experience this. And after a few days, a dhakir who's regular, he will feel that he dislikes sins. He started to hate sins. He's starting to like good deeds. SubhanAllah. But he should be steadfast and join and stick like super glue to the dhikr of Allah. And Hazrat Thanvi Ramdhai said that, remember, the dhikr that you've started to do, Allah has put the effect in the dhikr of Allah that it drags you to Allah. You know, just like a magnet pulls on something. You know, you put a magnet and the north and the south opposite poles, they attract each other. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has put the effect in dhikr that a person, a human being who starts to remember Allah, do the dhikr of Allah regularly, continues to do it, then the effect, the quality of dhikr, the consequence is that it pulls on Allah's love. It pulls on Allah's love like a magnet, and it makes Allah's nearness come close to the dhikr. So my brothers, we should pay attention to this, that this name of Allah, Allah Ta'ala, if He gives this to us, or if you have a connection and a nisbat with a wali Allah and you learn dhikr, then be regular. Not you've done it today, then you've left it, then you don't do it tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala dislikes that. Allah Ta'ala says that this is an ungrateful individual. He doesn't know what a great reward I've given to him or her. Now look at this point. The asal thing that we need to attain is the consequence of dhikr. But Allah says, alongside attaining the objective, the consequence, the result of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has also placed in parallel thawab, reward. Allah Ta'ala didn't necessarily have to give us reward, because we're doing dhikr of Allah to attain Allah's love, Allah's nearness. We're struggling, we're working hard. But Allah says, no, due to your hard work, and the effort you're putting in, on top of that result of my nearness and the reputation of your heart, I will give you reward. For those men and women, believing men and women who do dhikr of Allah, kathira, Allah Ta'ala says, I've created for you paradise rewards that you can never imagine. The rewards Allah said is that, just like Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq. Allah has given us the tawfiq, isn't it? Me and you, that we sit for a while, we gather for a while, and what do when we gather for a while? We'll do the dhikr of Allah. We'll remember Allah, isn't it? Allah has given us the tawfiq. Allah has given this Himself. He sat us down. We've sat down and done dhikr of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala immediately gives a reward for the dhakirin. For every gathering there's a reward. Straight away Allah Ta'ala has placed a reward that the person who does the dhikr of Allah, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, when they leave the gathering finishes, then my angels in the heavens will call out that Allah has forgiven all of you. Allah has forgiven all of you. What a massive reward. Imagine. And on top of that, not just forgiven, but all of your sins have been transformed into good deeds, good amal. Imagine all the sins we've done from morning until evening, the sins that are stuck to us. By Allah's fadal, He seated us in the gathering of His remembrance. And I've told you that this ibadah of dhikr, what are the rewards of this? And alongside this, Allah hasn't left us empty-handed, but when we leave the gathering of dhikr at the end, Allah fills our treasure chest with rewards. If only we were those who understand. If only a little bit of akal was to come into our minds. Not just that we heard, but we should think that this is so valuable, we should do this. And we should make the tarteeb of our life, alhamdulillah, morning and evening, make your ma'mool. 10 minutes, sit down. 5 minutes, sit down. For a while, 7 minutes, sit down. We have busy lives, we've gone to work, occupation, business. 5 minutes is easy, isn't it? 5 minutes, but be regular in this. Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq, then 30 minutes, 20 minutes, then mashallah, you'll be very lucky. But if we are busy and we are busy with things in life, then 5 minutes we should do. In every case, we should try and remember the 5 minutes in the morning and evening. We sit down and do the remembrance of Allah. Remember Allah. The most easy method is dhikr qalbi. Subhanallah. The 5 minutes you sit down and do maraqaba. What do we do? Maraqaba dhikr. Silent dhikr of the heart. Close your eyes. Focus on the heart. And after focusing on the heart, in your heart, silently, Allah, 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 Allah. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. This is 70 times greater, this dhikr, than reciting the name of Allah or remembering Allah from the tongue, this hadith. We think 5 minutes is nothing. It's a lot. It's a massive opportunity, and you'll feel enjoyment after 5 minutes. Do dua, and then go to your work and dunya. In the evening, after maghrib, after isha, sit down. Again, 5 minutes, and do maraqabah, silent dhikr of the heart. You're tired, you don't have wudu. Allah says, no problem with your wudu or not. Even then, whether you feel like it or not, whether you feel the taste or not, enjoyment or not, all these concessions Allah's giving. Allah says, whether you have wudu or not, whether your heart feels like it or not, whether you don't feel like doing it, your mind doesn't feel like doing it, you can't remember to do it, you sit down and close your eyes and do dhikr, Allah says, I will accept your dhikr. So simple and easy ibadah. So inshallah, do dua to Allah. I am weak, you are mashallah pious and good people. Do dua that Allah gives us the istiqamah, steadfastness in this. Don't be half this and half that. Sometimes you're visible, then the next day you run away. Sometimes you sit down, sometimes you run away. No. 5 minutes you promise, inshallah, you sit in the masjid, you go home and sit down, sit somewhere else, in another locality, whether you've come with Jamaat, you do ta'aleem, after ta'aleem you're free. 5 minutes, sit down, do maraqabah again, and make this a regular practice. You're reading Quran, tafsir, commentary of Quran, or you listen to a dars. After listening, 5 minutes, take out and do the dhikr of Allah in your heart, silent dhikr, and everything runs in parallel like this. So if you think it's hard, then everything else in life will be hard. Then this is the most simple action. The most simple thing is to sleep and eat. And we think that this is the most simple thing in life. Oh, enjoyment. Eat and drink and sleep and enjoyment. This will be a few days of enjoyment, but when you pass away and you are locked into the coffin and lowered into the grave, then you'll realize what was enjoyment. Was it the dhikr of Allah? Was it sleeping? So this is all deception. Should we do dhikr of Allah or not, my friends? Yes, make niya, inshallah, that 5 minutes every day, morning and evening, we'll do maraqba dhikr, and we've got the path. This is not related to taste. This is not related to enjoyment, achievement, kash, visions, miracles, dreams. If Allah gives this in between, fine. If you see a dream, and a good dream, they come. Sometimes a nice dream will come. You'll feel good things. Then don't make this your objective. If it doesn't come, even then we're going to do dhikr of Allah. If it comes, fine. Alhamdulillah, we're grateful to you. You've shown us something. You make us feel something good. You've made us do ziyarah of a wali of Allah. Alhamdulillah, do dua to Allah. Allah, you've done fadl on me. I've seen a good sheikh. But don't make this your maqsid, your objective. the pious predecessor said there are two people. One is sat, he's doing dhikr. The other person sat doing dhikr. One starts doing kashf and miracles. The other person sees nothing. The poor soul, he didn't see anything. And he's asked that, Wali, who's better? He stated that the better person was he who didn't see any kashf or karamat. Because the first person felt taste and enjoyment, his thawab, he left and he went after the kashf. But the other person is not doing dhikr of Allah for enjoyment and feeling and taste. He's doing dhikr of Allah due to the love of Allah. Subhanallah, he has no greed, no selfishness. So he's afdal, who is remembering Allah without any preconditions. This is the proof. He had no greed, no selfishness. Most definitely he has love with Allah because he's remembering Allah without any desire for kashf and karamat. So he has got the love of Allah in his heart greater. That's better taste and enjoyment. When you see many days, I don't feel of 30 years, 40 years, I'm doing dhikr and I've seen no dreams, I don't realize, it feels like I'm sleeping. Say Allah, and I do shukr to you, Allah. This is a clear guarantee that my doing dhikr to you is solely and clearly and plainly for the muhabbat of Allah, for the love of Allah, and it's the love of Allah that's making me sit down and do dhikr of Allah. I have no other greed, otherwise I'd see things or words would take place or events would take place. So I realize, I've understood that I'm doing dhikr of Allah solely for Allah Ta'ala's love, and I'm not running after any secondary or tertiary objective. So the walis of Allah, they've taught us the principles. If we sit down, we'll benefit. If we didn't, we'd have no benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.